Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting with a brand new perek, Eilu Metzias. And today's daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chmiel Mardochai ben Reb Chaim, his neshama should have an aliyah. Now, before we start, it's important to know that there's a chiyuv d'orais to return a lost object. Now, that's unless the owner was miyayish, gave up hope from finding it. However, if there was yiyush, the finder is allowed to keep it. Now, if the object has a simen, an identifying feature on it, then in most scenarios, we're going to say that there's no yiyush because the owner hopes to get his object back, because it's identifiable as his. And so with that basic introduction, we start the somewhat famous parak, Eilu Metzias Shaloi ve'Eilu Chayav L'Hachriz. The following Metzias belong to him, meaning if he finds it, he can keep it. And the following ones he must denounce when he finds them in order to return it to the rightful owner. Now this Mishnah and subsequent Gemara is only going to be focusing on Eilu Metzias Shaloi, and it's the next Mishnah, which is in a few Dafim, which is going to be focusing on Eilu Chayav L'Hachriz. So the Mishnah tells us, Eilu Metzias Shaloi, the following Metzias are his, Batzer Peres Mefuzarin, Maris Mefuzaris. If he finds scattered Peres or scattered money, that belongs to him because it doesn't have a simen, it's just standard fruit or produce and money, krichas b'rishas rabim, bundles in the rishas rabim, which the Gemara tomorrow is going to discuss why he's allowed to keep them, vigle dvela and big round fig cakes, kikar shal nachtaim, loaves of bread that come from a baker. These are all very standard and they don't have a simen on them, macharez shal dagim, strings of fish, v'chaticha shal basar, cuts of meat, and these things are also standard and there's no simen on them, v'gizei tzemer halakuchan m'medinasan, regular unprocessed wool that comes from its medina, from its locale, and all unprocessed wool looks the same. However, if it's processed, it's a different story. Pishtun and bundles of flax, ulashina shalar gamon, and tongues of purple wool. Hare ilu shaloi divra meir. Rav Meir says that these things belong to him, because again, none of these things have a simen, and therefore the owner was miyayish, and that's why the finder is allowed to keep them. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, a kol sheyesh by shinui, if this thing has something different about it, chay v'achruz, he would have to announce it. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Matzah eagle, let's say he found a standard fig cake, however, it was hecheres. There was a piece of broken pottery inside, or kikar, he found a loaf of bread, it was hechemais, and there was money inside, so he would have to announce it. And lastly, Rav Shimon Elazar says, "Kol klei anpurya, anything is considered klei anpurya, which the Gemara is going to discuss. In chayv l'hachriz, he does not have to announce." So we analyze the first case of the Mishnah: matzah peres mefuzarin. If a person found scattered produce, he's allowed to keep it. Vekama, how much are we talking about? Rav Yitzchak answers, "Kav ba'arba amos." If he finds one kav of produce scattered across 4x4 amos, he's allowed to keep that. So the Gemara asks, "Hechidami, what's the scenario? Ider knafila, if it had clearly fallen from the owner, afilu tuvanami, even if he found more than a kav, he should be allowed to keep it because the owner was for sure miyayish. As we said, standard produce doesn't have a simen on it, and clearly it looks like a fell. V'der chinuach, and if he found it, and clearly it was placed down, der chinuach, someone obviously placed it here, and it's not scattered all over the place, afil batzer me'al chinami loy. Even if it's less than a kav in arba amos, he should not be allowed to keep it, because obviously the person was not miyayish, because he placed it down there. Maybe he just went to put a quarter in the meter so he doesn't get a ticket, or he went to use the facilities, and he's going to be back, and so you can't take it. So what are we talking about over here? So Rav Elkabar Chami answers, b'machnash devei dar yaskinon, we're talking about the gathering of the threshing floor, which means that we're talking about a fellow at the threshing floor who sees that there was a whole bunch of grain that was left over. And clearly what happened, somebody who was previously there threshed all of his grain, gathered it up and walked out and left some kernels over here. So kav arba amos, if the fellow found a kav scattered within four amos, it's a big trouble to come back and get so much. The original owner is not going to bother himself to come back to gather all this produce because it's not enough and it's scattered across too big of an area to make it worthwhile for him. And therefore, he's mafkir it, and that's why the finder's allowed to keep it. Whereas Batzer Mahachi, if it's spread across less of an area, Tarach Vahadar Asiv Yishakalahu, he will trouble himself to come back because it's not such a bother to take it, Veloy Mafkirlu, and he's not going to be Mafkirit. Now, by Ravir, Ravir asked the following question. Chatzikav Shtei Amos Mahu. Well, let's say the fellow found half of a kav of produce in two Amos. What do we say? Kav Arba Amos Taim Mai Mishum Dunav Shirchayu is the reason why he's allowed to keep a kav in four Amos because it's too much of a hassle for the owner to come back and get it, and that's why he's Mafkirit. And therefore, we would say that Chatzikav Shtei Amos, if it's half a kav in two Amos, Kivin Deloy Nav Shirchayu, it's not so much of a hassle to gather it because it's only spread across two amas. Loy mafkir who the owner is not mafkir it. I don't. Perhaps when we have a kav in arba amas, the reason why the finder is allowed to keep it is mishum lechashivi, is because a kav of grain is not so chashuv, and that's why the owner is mafkir it. And therefore, v'chatzi kav b'shtei amas, half a kav in two amas, kim lechashivi, since it's not chashuv as well, it's much less chashuv. It's only half a kav mafkir lehu, so maybe the owner is mafkir it. And another question: kabayim b'shmeina amas mahu. What about if the fellow found two kav spread across eight amas? Do we say the kav arba amas tamim mai mishum d'nafshir chayu? That the reason why one's allowed to keep one kav in four amas is because it's too much of a hassle to gather it from such a large area. And v'kolshken kabayim b'shmeina amas, for sure, if there's two kav spread across eight amas, kim d'nafsh d'rchayu tvei, since it's obviously a much bigger hassle to gather it from eight amas, mafkir lehu, so the owner would be mafkir it. I don't know, perhaps the reason why a kav in dalet amas is allowed to be kept is mishum lechashivi, because a kav is not so chashuv. But v'kabayim b'shmeina amas, kim d'chashivi loy mafkir lehu. Two kav in eight amas, well, that's very chashuv. Two kav is a significant amount of produce, and therefore maybe the owner is not mafkirit. And another question, kav shumshum in barba amos mahu? What about if a kav of sesame was found in four amos? Kav barba amos time amai? We say the reason why one is allowed to keep a kav in four amos is mishum dole chashivi because it's not chashuv. But with shumshum in, when we're talking about sesame, kim de chashivi, since it is chashuv, le mafkir lehu. Maybe the owner is not mafkirit. I don't, perhaps, mishum de nafsh ter chayu. The reason why when he finds a kav in dole amos, he's allowed to keep it is because it's too much tircha to gather it. And because she can shumshum in, for sure sesame, kim de nafsh ter chayu tfei, since it's a real hassle gather sesame. Sesame is tiny and really not easy to gather. Mafkir lehu. Maybe you would say that for sure the owner's mafkirit. And another question. Kav tamri ba'arba amas. Kav rimani ba'arba amas mahu. What about if you found a kav of dates or a kav of pomegranates spread across dalat amas? How do we view that? Kav ba'arba amas tamimai is the reason why he's allowed to keep a kav of grain spread across four amas is mishum lechashivi because not chashuv. And therefore, kav tamri ba'arba amas, kav rimani ba'arba amas, a kav of tamar rimani in four amas, nami also kim lechashivi, since it's not so chashuv, mafkir lehu, the owner's mafkirit, and this fellow would be allowed to keep it. I don't perhaps mishum de nefisha terchayu. The reason why a kav in dalat amas is allowed to be kept is because it's a real hassle to gather it. But a kav tamri barba amas, a kav rimani barba amas, when we have a kav of dates and pomegranates in dalat amas, kim de loy nafsh terchayu, it's not a hassle to gather them. They're very large and they can easily be gathered. Loy mafkir lahu. Maybe the owner is not mafkir them. So my, what's halach in all these cases? And the Gemara answer is teku, let it stand. And we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and answer this question. And the Gemara continues, Itmar was stated, chaf alf amar beis on top, yish shalami das. What's the din of yish shalami das? Abaye amar abaye says, loy have yish, it's not yish, v'rava amar have yish, rava says that it is yish. Now let's just explain what yish shalami das is. So something was found, and we know that when the owner discovers his loss, he definitely will be miyayish. The problem is that he hasn't yet been miyayish. And that's called yish shalami das. We know that he will be miyayish, but right now it's shalami das. He doesn't know that he lost it in order to be miyayish yet. And the question is that considered yish? Meaning, is the finder allowed to keep it based off of the fact that we know that when the owner realizes that he lost it, he's going to be miyayish. So Abaye says not yish, and Rava says that it is yish. And we continue clarifying. But Darash Yesh by Simon, if we're talking about an object that has a simon, it has an identifying feature, kuli amalei pligi do lo have yish. No one argues that it's not considered yish. Vavagav shemini de miyash l'saif. Even though we heard that the fellow was miyayish, we heard the fellow say vayla l'chsar and kiss. Woe to me that I lost this money. Still lo have yish. That's not considered yish. And why is that? D'chias al yadei. When this object came to the founder, when he picked it up, v'yisruhu das al yadei. It came to him be'isser. And why is it considered coming to him be'isser? Dilchi yada denafel minei, because when the owner realized that it fell from him, loy miyayish, he wasn't miyayish right away. Meimar Amar, he told himself, siman isli begave, I have a siman on it, I have an identifying feature, yahavna siman u'shekilnolei. I'm going to provide this siman and then I'm going to take it back. As when we're dealing with an object that has a siman, since when the finder picked it up, he wasn't allowed to keep it because it had a siman, even though later on we heard that the owner was miyayish, that's not yish that acquires this object for the finder. And that's something that Abaye and Rava both agree to. And here's another case they agree in, bezuta shel yam. If something was swept away by the tide of the ocean, uvishlulusei shal nahar, or with the overflowing of the river, it swept away something as well. Afagav de isbe simen, even if that item has a simen, rachmanu shariye, the Torah permits it to be kept by the person who finds it. Kidbiin lemeir lekamon, like we're going to say later on, which is on the next daf. Ki pligi. So what's the whole machlokes Abaye and Rava? Bedavar she'ein by simen, with something that doesn't have a simen. Abaye Amar Abaye says loy havi yish, that yish shalami das is not yish. The halo yada nafal minei, because the fellow doesn't know that it fell from him, and therefore when the fellow found it and picked it up, there was no yish yet, so he wasn't allowed to keep it. Whereas Rava Amar Havi Yish, Rava says Yish Lamidas is Yish, Tilchi Yad Nafal Minei, since when the owner discovers that it fell from him, Miyayish, he's going to give up hope. Meimar Amar, because he tells himself, Simon Alasli Begave, I don't have a simon on this thing, so therefore, Mehashtuhu de Miyayish, it's considered like he was already Miyayish from now, even though actively there wasn't yet Yish, we consider it as if there was Yish. And in the parentheses, we see simon in a whole bunch of letters, and that's going to be all the attempted proofs and disproofs for Abaye and Rava. They're going to go all the way to Chaf Beis Amud Beis until we finally have an answer to this question. So Gemara begins, Tashmoy Ben Attempted Raya. Our Mishnah had said, Paris Mufuzarin, that a person is allowed to keep scattered fruits that he finds. Well, Halayad Nafalmine, the owner doesn't know that they fell from him, and still we see you're allowed to keep them. It must be like Rava, that Yish Lemidas have a Yish. So Gemara says, no, Ha'am Rav Ukabarachama, or Ukabarachama already answered, Amar Aleph, Hacha Machnash de Bizri Askinon. Over here we're talking about the Machnash de Beidari. That's a different gear so that some have, not Bizri, but Beidari. It's the gathering of the threshing floor, like we explained, David Midasi. That's considered Naved Midas. The fellow left it there on purpose, and therefore it's not Yish Lemidas. Tashma with another attempted riot for Rava. What does the mission say? If a fellow found scattered money, he's allowed to keep it. Well, Amaya, why would that be? The owner doesn't know that it fell from him. It must be the Yish Lemidas, have a Yish. So my answer is Hasam Nami. Over there also, it's like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar who holds, that a person is always touching his kiss. He's always touching his wallet or his money, his purse. And Achanami, so over here, Adam a person is always touching his wallet and he's going to know that his money fell. And therefore, by the time a person finds lost money, he can already assume that there was Yish. So it's not Yish Lemidas. Tashma, we have another attempted ride from the Mishnah. Igulei Devela, round fake cakes, Vikikar Shal Nachtoim, and baker's loaves of bread, Harelu Shaloi, they belong to the finder. Well, Amai, why would that be? V'halayad Nafalmine, the fellow doesn't know what they fell from him. It's Erev Shabbos, he's carrying a whole bunch of bags of stuff that he bought for Shabbos, and he doesn't know that these fake cakes or these challahs fell from him. And by the fact that finder's allowed to keep it, it must be Yerushalamidas, have a Yerush, just like Rava. So Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami, that also. Agav the Akiri, since they're very heavy, made the Yadabahu, he's going to know that he dropped them. Challahs and fake cakes are very heavy, so the loser is going to know that he lost them, and therefore it's not Yesh Lemidas. The Gemara attempts another ride from the Mishnah. Tashma, what did the Mishnah say? Uloshana Shalagamon, Hare Elu Shalai. If a person found tongues of purple wool, they belong to him. Well, Vamai, why would that be? Haloyal Nafamine, the fellow doesn't know what they fell from him. And tongues of purple wool are not heavy, they're actually very light. So it's very possible the owner doesn't know yet that he even lost them. And so we see the finder's allowed to keep them. It must be the Yesh Lemidas, Havi Yesh, just like Rava. So Gemara says, no, Hasam Nami, they're also. Agav the Chashivi, since tongues of purple wool are very chashuv, the person who owns them is always going to be touching them and paying attention to making sure that he has them, just like Rabbi Yitzchak said about money, and therefore the fellow is going to know that he lost them, and by the time the finder found them, there was for sure Yish. Another question. Tashma, we have a brass that says, if a person finds money in Shul or Beis Medrash, or any place where there's a lot of people there, it belongs to him, because the owner was read to Miyayish. Now here's the question. He doesn't even know that the money fell from him. So here's where the original answer comes from. Rabbi Yitzchak says, a person will touch his wallet, his money, his purse all the time, and so he's going to know that the money fell from him, and therefore it's not Yishalai Midas. Another attempted raya, Tashma. We have a mission that tells us as follows. From when is every person allowed to take leket? Now we know that the leket is the grain that falls during the harvest, and as long as it's one or two stalks, the owner is not allowed to pick it up, and he has to leave it for the aniyim. And we know that only aniyim are allowed to take leket. So this mission is asking, when is it that whatever leket is left in the field becomes mutter for everyone, even not aniyim? And the answer is, once the nemushais, the rummagers, go through the field. And Ramina, we said, my nemushais, what exactly are these rummagers? Rabbi Yechon answered, Sabi da Azah Tigro, it's old people that go with their walking sticks. And Rish Lakish says, Lakute basa Lakute, it's the second wave of collectors. And according to both of them, the reason why whatever leket is left in the field after these nemushais go through is permitted for anyone, even not aniyim, to take, is because the other aniyim that didn't make it to the field yet figured to themselves that once these nemushais went through, there's probably nothing left in the field. And therefore, anything which is left in the field is hefker for everyone, even not aniyim. And here's a question. Vamai, why would it be permitted for everyone to take this leket? Nei da aniyim da hacha miyayishi, granted that the aniyim that live in this area, in this locale, they're going to be miyayish because they know that the nemushais went through the field already, but ik aniyim b'duch achrita, deloy miyayishi. There's other aniyim in a different locale that they haven't been miyayish yet because they don't know the nemushais went through, and so it shouldn't be permitted for everyone to take whatever leket is left over. And since we're saying that it is mutter, it must be that yish lemidas have a yish, because once those other aniyim in a different locale discover that the nemushais went through, they're for sure going to be miyayish, even though they weren't miyayish yet. So once again, we see yish lemidas have a yish. So I mean, the answer, that's not a raya. Kivin ik aniyim hacha, since there are aniyim over here in this locale, hanach, those aniyim in the other locale, meikar yushe miyayish. Originally, they were miyayish, even before anyone went through this field. V'armi, because they tell themselves, aniyim dahasam, those aniyim over there, malatile, they're going to take all the leket anyway. So the aniyim of that other locale are miyayish even before the nemushas go through. They're miyayish even before anyone goes through, because they know that they're not there, and there's other aniyim there, and they're never going to get the leket over there. Once again, no raya to Rava. So Gemara attempts another raya, Tashma. We have a Mishnah that says, Ketzias Baderech, dried figs that are along the way. Now, Ketzias literally means cut figs. And that's because when they wanted to dry them out, they would cut the top off so the juice could ooze out, and that's the best way to dry them out. Hence, they're called Ketzias, literally meaning cut figs, but it's usually translated as dried figs because that's what they are. They're dried. So his fellow found dried figs along the way, Vafilu Betzad saw the Ketzias, even though they were found right next to a field that has drying figs. Vachin Te'ena Netel Aderech, also a fig tree that's leaning over the public pathway, Umatzer Te'ena Tachtel, and he found figs underneath it. Mutars Mishum Gazel, these figs that he found are mutter, and there's no issue of gazel, Upatiris Mina Meiser, and they're put from Meiser because they're hefker. However, Bezesim Becharuvim Aser, if he found olives or carob underneath a tree, he's not allowed to take them. So it seems to me there's a steer between the Reisha and Seifa this Mishnah. The Reisha allows him to keep the figs, but the Seifa does not allow him to keep the Zesim Becharuvim. So Bishlema Reisha, Labai Lekasha, we understand the Reisha is not a question on Abaye, and we can answer for Abaye, even though he holds Yish Lemidas, Loi Havi Yish. The reason why these are allowed to be kept is because Agav the Chashivi, since they're very Chashav, Mimashmish Behu, the person is always paying attention to them, and he's going to know if he lost them. And to Enonami, also we're talking about the fig tree that's hanging over the way, Medi Adi Adinasra, he knows that figs fall off the tree, and therefore he's okay with people taking them, and it's not considered Yish Lemidas. Al Seifa Le Rava Kasha, but the Seifa of the Mishnah is a Kasha on Rava. Diktani, what does the Mishnah say? Bezesim Charuvim Aser. That if a person finds Zesim Charuvim underneath a tree, he's not allowed to keep them. But according to Rava, the Yish Lemidas, have a Yish, he should be allowed to keep them, because when the owner discovers that he loses them, he's going to be Miyayish. So Amravo answers that no, Shani Zayas, an olive tree is different. Since a appearance of the olive is obvious where it came from, because you look at the olive and you look at the tree right above it and you'll see that it came from that tree. So a person is not going to take it, and therefore the owner is not miyayish. Even though the olive fell off the tree, it's known that the place of a person is his place. In other words, just like we explained, that when a person comes along and he finds an olive underneath a tree and he sees that this olive is just like the olives on the tree, he's not going to take it, because clearly it didn't fall from the pocket of a passersby, it fell from this tree. And therefore the owner is not miyayish, and that's why you're not allowed to take it, because there's no yish. Ask Mari Hachiv, so afilu reishanami. We should say the same thing in the reisha, that when a person sees the fig underneath the tree, he should look at the fig and look at the tree, and he'll see that this fig came from this tree, and he shouldn't be allowed to take it either. Why is he in the reisha of the Mishnah? So Rapapa answers, to Eina, when we're dealing with a fig, that when it falls, it becomes gross and dirty and disgusting, and therefore the owner's miyayish, and that's where the fig's allowed to be kept, but not the zeis mer charuvim. So Gemara attempts another raya, and this is going to be our last one for the day. Tashma wave a brisa that says, Haganav shenatal mizev nasal lezeh. If a ganav stole from one person and gave it to another, v'chein gazlan shenatal mizev nasal lezeh. A gazlan stole from one person and gave it to another. Chav beis amal alfa on top. V'chein yardin shenatal mizev nasal lezeh. If the Jordan River, or for that matter, any river, overflowed and took an object and deposited into somebody else's property, mashenatal natal, mashenasal nasan. Whatever was taken was taken, and whatever was given was given. So we analyze the brisa. Bishlam a gazlan v'yardin. We understand a gazlan and the Jordan River. The kachazi lehu, the fellow sees it being taken from him, because a gazlan is someone who steals in broad daylight, and the river washing something away is also done in front of everybody. So the person sees what happened and he's miyayish. And that's why the one who received this object afterwards is allowed to keep it, because it was already yish. Alaganif, what about a person who steals privately and quietly and no one sees him? Mikachazilei de miyayish? Did the owner see him steal that now he could be miyayish? The fellow who was robbed doesn't even know that this thing was taken from him, that he could be miyayish. And the brisa says that the one who received it from the ganiv is allowed to keep it. It must be that yish lemidas have a yish, just like Rava. So Gemara says no, Tergmara probably list mizuyin. Rapapa explained that the case of ganiv is really referring to list of mizuyin, armed robbers. As a Gemara Yachi, Hainu Gazlan. So that's the same thing as a Gazlan. A Gazlan steals in broad daylight, and an armed robber also steals in broad daylight. So Gemara answers, you're right. Shei Gavni Gazlan, there's two different types of Gazlan. One's an armed robber, and one's a not armed robber. But this Bryce is not actually talking about ganiv, so it's not a riot for Rava. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.